on behalf of Steam. How have you guys mm-hmm. handled the past year? How have you guys done during the pandemic?
Well, you know, it was really challenging, of course, at first. Just trying to figure out what to do. You know, in the early days, we had to cancel all of our programs, of course, and staff had to be let go. But we've been fortunate enough to receive grants that help us create programs or support old programs. But, you know, most importantly, develop programs like Rebuild It that is supporting our community every day now.
Yeah, you mentioned obviously kind of changing programs and stopping programs and whatnot, but what also has kind of changed, what has been the biggest change for you guys over this past year?
The biggest change has been starting new programs. So during the pandemic, we received funding to work with kids at Antler River Elementary School, and we started a program with them called iSteam. So it's focused on building digital literacy skills and creative art through heritage art and culture education. So we started that program, and we also started the computer donation program. So it's been the year has been an interesting opportunity for us to kind of reimagine how we can better support our community and create meaningful programs that help underrepresented or underserved individuals. Rebuild It was a program that we started because we were collecting electronic waste across all the Elgin County Libraries in partnership with them. And so that provided us really interesting technology, including computers in good quality that we brought in, and we used the technology to teach teens how to fix desktop computers, how to refurbish and upcycle technology. And so during the pandemic, some local agencies, employment and literacy agencies, reached out because they knew we were running this program, this skill building program. And so they said, you know, since centers and schools and libraries have closed, our people have lost access to these essential devices that they use for their education, for learning, and could you help us out? And so we did. So we started piecing together computers, donating them out, and when the word got out, the program blew up. And so we've continued doing this, and it's been a really unbelievable service to our community and to people who are really our most vulnerable.
I would say STEAM is more of a hands-on type of approach place, and with not being able mm-hmm. to gather, what would you say has been one of the biggest challenges that you guys have faced this past year?
Well, making learning accessible even outside our center has been a big focus. So we had great practice last summer because we partnered with Family and Children's Services, and we developed 4 weeks of summer camp for those kids, which meant that we needed to learn how to provide summer camp to kids who don't have technology, to kids who want to learn on their own, they want to unplug, and as well as those kids who want the virtual one-on-one live instruction. So that's really been our biggest challenge this past year, is really rapidly modernizing the way that we design and deliver programs.
Now, obviously, everything hasn't been quote-unquote bad this past year, and we've all kind of made some accomplishments. Obviously, you guys have received some funding throughout the year. You just recently announced a new audiovisual studio coming to the STEAM Center. But what would you say has been one of your biggest accomplishments you guys are most proud of this past year?
Well, you know what? Our community, the support that we've received, the donations, kindness that we've received when we started this program, Rebuild It, and started to announce, you know, what we were trying to do. Our community really rallied around us, individuals and companies and municipalities and organizations. And it's really been so inspiring. And the impact is seen every single day, because this program, the Rebuild It program, receives, you know, 5 to 10 requests every single week for the past year. Well, you know, maybe past 10 months. And that requires constant donations of technology, and then our team to refurbish them, and then the partnerships with agencies to get them back out. So, you know, hands down, the most inspiring thing and the biggest thing to our team has been the generosity of our community.
And then my final question would be, taking this past year and everything you've had to kind of shift and change, what would you say would be your biggest takeaway of the year?
Just remaining agile. As we all know, you know, news changes in a day. And we have to remain flexible. And we have to, you know, not just in a literal sense right now, but give space to people, because it's such a challenging time that I think it's important just to, you know, keep supporting everybody around us. And that really goes right into our team too, you know, so with our staff, the people we support, it's just really a time to give space and, you know, make sure that everybody has what they need.